USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says parts of the United States could potentially lift the stay-at-home orders before May 1st. The president is turning to a panel of advisors, which the White House is dubbing the Great American Economic Revival Industry Group. Some executives include Apple's Tim Cook, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Cuban joins Fox News and is excited to be on this panel and help get America back up and running.
I think they were really smart on how they approached this by bringing in the best of the best. And hopefully between all that brain power, we'll come up with some alternative approaches to taking those steps to get the economy open.
China is criticizing President Trump's move to temporarily halt funding to the World Health Organization and is pledging to support the global health body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
11 days after the launch of the Trump administration's Paycheck Protection Program to provide relief to small businesses slammed by coronavirus, 74% of allotted funds have been earmarked. If you're one of those small businesses who applied for a PPP loan, financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox Business,
you're going to have to be your own best advocate. That means you're not only going to have to follow up via email, but you're going to have to get on the phone. So this can't be a sit back and wait. You're going to have to be proactive. I would reach out to all of the 800 numbers, all the numbers that they've provided, and I would keep a file as well as a call log.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday show that 45% of adults in the United States say they approve of President Trump's job performance. Meanwhile, 48% say they approve of the way he's handling the COVID-19, up 5 percentage points from a similar poll that was ran last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
According to a new report, for 6 days in mid-January, China quietly knew the novel coronavirus would become a deadly pandemic while telling the world there was nothing to fear. But for the 6 days that followed, Chinese health authorities publicly maintained that the virus posed a low risk to humans. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton tells Fox News, we need to find out what China knew and when they exactly knew it.
The China virus could have been a local health problem in Wuhan if the Chinese Communist Party had been transparent and honest and not been so corrupt from the very beginning. Instead, they unleashed a global pandemic. So there are many ways in which China is going to pay for this pandemic. One will be the basic removal of fundamental manufacturing capacity from China, what they've used to get rich in recent decades, like bringing pharmaceutical and medical device, medical supply manufacturing back to the United States. China should also face economic consequences beyond the loss of their manufacturing capacity, such as opening the court system up for victims of the virus, much like we did for the victims of the 9/11 attacks. And then there's further actions that we should consider taking as well, like reviewing all of China's participation in international agencies, some of which seem to answer to the beck and call of Beijing, like the World Health Organization. The consequences of this virus are going to be far-reaching and long-lasting for the Chinese Communist Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.